Last month was big for fans of musical comedy. First, Peter Pan Live played to more than 9 million TV viewers. Then, Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods was seen by 9 million moviegoers in just its first week. That's a lot of musical comedy fans, more than what Broadway plays to in an entire year. So, why is our critic Bob Mondello, a big fan of musical comedy, grumbling instead of smiling?
Can we agree that Peter Pan Live was a waste of time? There's already a better one with Mary Martin.
I got a crow.
Same with Sound of Music and Julie Andrews. No good reason to do them again less well. But Stephen Sondheim hitting it big? That's different. And the combination of both happening at the same time makes me want a mashup. For years, people have been saying Sondheim shows are too tricky to be turned into films, too sophisticated for a mass audience. Well, we've now established that that's not true. His blood-soaked musical Sweeney Todd made a fortune at movie theaters, and Into the Woods has more than matched Sweeney in its first few weeks. So here's my mashup. A live TV musical that is not just a sing-along retread. Instead, how about a less familiar but far more rewarding show, so star-studded and ratings guaranteed that it would do fresh, updated justice to what many consider Stephen Sondheim's greatest musical ever. Follies. Indulge me for a moment while I play Fantasy Follies.
Garden,
1971's Follies was about a reunion of ancient chorus girls who in their youths had appeared together in a Ziegfeld Follies-style show on Broadway. Audiences came to see a cast filled with big stars from previous decades, Yvonne DiCarlo, Alexis Smith, and were more than a little surprised at what Sondheim had them doing up there on stage, singing songs like Losing My Mind, about a past they remembered not with fondness, but with regret for the roads they didn't take.
I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind.
Also singing with bite and bile about the roads they did take in songs like Could I Leave You?
Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France. What I think of suicide, darling, shall we dance?
It was sensational. Gorgeous, and it'd make a sensationally gorgeous vehicle today for a dream team that no producer could ever gather for a long run on Broadway, but that would be possible for one night on TV. Imagine bringing together all the folks who were huge in movie musicals a few decades ago. Stars who could really do justice to Follies' big anthem, I'm Still Here, a declaration that aging stars of whatever era almost can't help making.
I'm still here in D-flat.
This is Sweet Charity, Shirley MacLaine, back before she arrived at Downton Abbey.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here.
Same song, Angrier, by The Good Wife's Christine Baranski.
Lush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer. But I'm here.
In a brighter mood, singing in the rain's Debbie Reynolds. A sultrier take, Goldfinger's Shirley Bassey.
Seen all my dreams disappear, and I'm here.
And of course, it wouldn't be a reunion without Babs.
I've heard him say songwriting, acting, producing. What makes him think that she can? Or Betty and songwriting, acting, producing. Does she think she's a man?
In my head, I see all of them dancing with their younger selves in the big mirror dance in Follies, but bigger than on stage, because on TV, you could do it Busby Berkeley style. Dozens of young chorus girls paired with the likes of Anne Margaret and Cheetah Rivera from Bye Bye Birdie, Bette Midler, Diane Carroll, Diana Ross, Doris Day. For the song I'm Just a Broadway Baby, you could trot out Carol Channing. I mean, it's just one night on TV. For a lot of the supporting players, it'd be just one number. Now, I hear you asking, why? Why the fuss about Sondheim? Well, because he's a genius, the Shakespeare of composer lyricists. Anyone who can toss off an interior rhyme like, we have so much in common, it's a phenomenon, deserves to be celebrated more widely. And why bring back these theoretically past their sell date stars? Well, for one thing, when I first mentioned the idea around the office, our interns had never heard of them. And that's a shame, no? Blank stares for Shirley MacLaine, Anne Margaret, Shirley Bassey. They knew vaguely who Streisand was, but Debbie Reynolds? Nothing, even after I said Singin' in the Rain. I'm not criticizing. This is exactly the reaction I had in my 20s to the big star of the original Follies, Alexis Smith. I had no idea who she was, went to see her purely out of curiosity, and I'm glad I did. So there's a reason, unlike the logic of redoing Sound of Music or Peter Pan, and it's not like the show isn't pop. It's amazing how many big stars have incorporated Follies songs into their nightclub acts, from which I've been pulling these clips. Liza Minnelli, for instance, doing a ghastly disco version of Losing My Mind.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind.
Even Rocky Horror's Tim Curry has done that song. Ooh, you could update the TV Follies for an age of gay marriage.
I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind.
And for other parts, in my head I see Nathan Lane and Morgan Freeman. Don't tell me he can't sing. Remember the Electric Company? And as a furious, alienated wife, how about Glenn Close? Or, better yet, casting against type, Julie Andrews.
Could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocks and Chagalls and all that. You could leave.
As you may be gathering from the lyrics, Follies is not a happy show. But you know, neither is Les Mis, or Rent, or for that matter, Sweeney Todd. And with even half this kind of star power, audiences would stick with it to the deliciously bitter end. Seriously, although I'm just playing fantasy Follies here, this idea is not pie in the sky. TV musicals don't have to be chirpy, kid-oriented, lowest common denominator shows. And if anyone in the world knows that, it's Craig Zaden, the guy who produced the live Sound of Music and Peter Pan. He's no stranger to Sondheim. He literally wrote the book on him back when Follies was still brand new. It was called Sondheim and Company, and he's worked with a lot of these stars in the years since. He could do this. He could bring back. At which point, like a lot of other people, I'd be losing my mind. I'm Bob Mandela.
And you can catch more of those performances on our website, npr.org.